Lecture topic, benefiting others.
The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which describes the quality of a mu'min. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That a person doesn't fully possess the qualities of iman if he doesn't love for his fellow Muslim what he loves for himself. It's a mention of one buzrug. He was walking some place and it was alongside some water, like river or whatever. And then he suddenly noticed that one scorpion had fallen into the water and it was drowning. Now in that, it's trying to now come out of that situation, fluttering. So he went in to scoop it out of the water. So when he took it into his hand, because now that's the only way he could, there was nothing else available there. So when it came into his hand, now that's the nature of the scorpion now. So when it came into his hand, it stung him. It stung him, so he dropped it off, because now in that moment that stung him, so he sort of he shoot it out of his hand, but it fell back into the water. It fell back into the water, again he started drowning. And again the same situation, so again he went to scoop it out. The second time he went and picked it up, again it stung him. And the same thing happened. So when he went to start going to scoop it out for the third time, so the person, some people who with him, what are you up to? This is trying to take your life and you're trying to save its life. So each time it's stinging you, there's a scorpion now. So now, whatever it's doing, but it's going to take your life and you're trying to save its life. So he said, well, that's the scorpion. That's the nature of the scorpion. So the nature of the scorpion is that if somebody comes within its reach, then it's going to sting the person. And I'm a mu'min with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, and the nature of a mu'min is he'll keep trying to benefit. So if the scorpion is not coming out of its nature, and its nature is to sting, so why should I leave my nature of a mu'min? Now this doesn't mean that if a person's life is going to be in danger, then he must put his life in danger and try to still help some animal. There is some condition that overcame him at that time. But the lesson in all this is for us that one is that a person's life was in danger, but his nature of wanting to still wish well for the creation of Allah Ta'ala still overwhelmed him. He couldn't act in any other way. So that was a hal, a condition that overwhelmed him at that time. But the lesson is that to what extent we are conscious about that to start off with, we don't harm anybody deliberately. In whichever way, physically, verbally, in any way, that we don't cause harm to others, because the least of a mu'min is that he will not cause harm to anybody else. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. Verbally, by actions, he won't hurt anyone. And then, over and above that, he'll be wanting to do good for everybody, bring some benefit to others. That's the very dictates of iman. That's the nature of a mu'min. So now this is the reflection that let alone do good to others and to be beneficial to them, how often we unfortunately even come down to the level of unduly harming others. And not even just by mistake, deliberately, without any care, concern, whether it is by taunting somebody, whether it is by, in whichever way, causing takleef, hurting somebody's feelings. So this is far away from the teachings of deen, from the nature of a mu'min, from the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these things are taken lightly, they are taken as just a joke, but they are very serious, and the severity of it will become apparent on the day of Qiyamah, when in lieu of that, Allah knows best how much of a person's good deeds will get dished out to others, and he might get left sitting with the sins of others, because he can't pay back the harm that he has done, he can't make amends for it with his deeds. So these are not light matters, they are very severe matters, and we need to keep reflecting, checking within ourselves, taking stock of how we conduct ourselves. Otherwise, we might think we are sometimes enjoying some good fun at other people's expense. But what the outcome might be, then at the time when we realized how severe this was, it might be too late to make amends. The time is now to correct ourselves, to make our lives in accordance with the Mubarak way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And these things that deprive us of all our good deeds, and besides that, it is something that attracts azab of Allah Ta'ala. These are things we have to be far away from. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.